Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balaba Kiribare Dari. Gopi Jana Balaba. Gopi Jana Balaba Kiribare Dari. Jatso nanandana Jaja jana ranjana Jatso nanandana Jaja jana ranjana Yamuna tira Vanachari Yamuna tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama, Hare Hare, God of my name.
Jai Om Vishnu Pan Banamaham Zabadi Vijaka Charja Ashta that is the Shri Shemada. His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Yaskan Fandavacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Patita Pavana Savior of the Fallen Souls, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with a tidal wave of super ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pan Panamaham Zapati Vijakacharnja Ashtadadadashi Shemada. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharnja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Premsakaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Mayapur Dham Ki Jai. Navadip Dham Ki Jai. Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai. Ganga Mai Ki Jai. Jamuna Mai Ki Jai. Bhakti Devi Ki Jai. Tulsi Devi Ki Jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. Gaura Premananda. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prestaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tadine. Rajkishar, did you announce it? There's nobody. Oh, you did? Okay. So, today, by the mercy, by the causeless, unlimitedly nectarian, unlimitedly sweet mercy of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, we have this opportunity to once again study the Srimad Bhagavatam, become liberated from the hellish nightmare of material existence. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 14, Diti vows to kill King Indra. This text, I'm going to do text 44 and 45 because 44 has no purport. Om Namo. What verse is on the board? 44? Iti Sinchincha Bhagavan, is that? Huh? Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Iti Sanchitya Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchincha Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchitya Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchitya Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Bhagavan Kurunandana
Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan
Iti Sanchincha Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchincha Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchincha Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchincha Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchincha Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Ladies, Iti Sanchitya Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam Cha Vigarhayan Iti Sanchitya Bhagavan Maricha Kurunandana Uvacha Kinchit Kupita Atmanam cha bhakarhayam. Asi sanchitya bhagavan. Maricha kudanandana. Uvacha kinchit kupita. Atmanam cha bhagarhayam. Iti sanchitya bhagavan. Maricha kurunandana Uvacha kinchit kupita Atmanam cha bhakarhayam Iti
thus
sanchitya
thinking
Bhagavan the powerful
Maricha
Kashyapa Muni, Kuru Nandana, O descendant of Kuru,
Uvacha,
spoke,
Kinchit,
somewhat,
Kupita,
angry,
Atmanam,
himself,
Cha,
and
Vagarhayam,
condemning.
Translation
by His Divine Grace,
Srila Prabhupada.
Sri Shukadev Goswami said, Kashyapa Muni, thinking in this way, became somewhat angry, condemning himself, O Maharaj Parikshit, descendant of Kuru. He spoke to Diti as follows. Sri Kashyapa Uvacha, Putrastve Bhavita Badre, Indaha Deva, Bandavaha Sangvatsarang Vritam Idam Yad Yanjo Darayushyasi. Kashyapa Muni said, my dear gentle wife, if you will follow my instructions regarding this vow for at least 1 year, you will surely get a son who will be able to kill Indra. However, if you deviate from this vow of following the Vaishnava principles, you will get a son who will be favorable to Indra. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word Indraha refers to an asura who is always eager to kill Indra. An enemy of Indra is naturally a friend to the asuras, but the word Indraha also refers to one who follows Indra or who is obedient to him. When one becomes a devotee of Indra, he is certainly a friend to the demigods. Thus the words Indra Hadeva Bandavaha are equivocal, for they say, your son will kill Indra, but he will be very friendly to the demigods. If a person actually becomes a friend of the demigods, he certainly would not be able to kill Indra.
Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Savitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadya Deshatarine. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Nagate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shri Guru Dinataranam. So, Kashyapa Muni found himself to be in quite a predicament. His wife had begged that you fulfill I have a boon, I want you to grant me this boon, and he said yes, but then he found out the boon was killing Indra. She wanted him to kill Indra. But he didn't want to kill Indra. It's a very sinful thing to kill Indra. So what to do? He's in a real pickle, a real jam, how to deal with this situation. But he had a brilliant idea. He gave her if you'd follow this vow for 1 year, at least 1 year, then you would get a child who would be able to kill Indra. But if you mess, for some reason you don't fulfill all the conditions of the vow, it'll be just the opposite, you see. Actually, what happened was she messed up one day and didn't fulfill the vow. Now, so his idea worked, you see. So what can we learn from this? Sometimes in a very difficult situation, if we depend on Krishna, then even it seems an impossible situation. If we depend on Krishna, then magic happens. Krishna is always there. He's the ever well-wisher of his devotees. So sometimes we find ourselves in great difficulty. Just like one evening when I was a young brahmachari in our Miami temple. It was after a day of devotional service, we were all there in the prasadam room taking hot milk prasadam. And we had a surprise visit. A couple of bandits showed up. Our kitchen was in a separate building. They had first gone to the kitchen and they supposedly knocked the cooks unconscious and tied their hands. The cooks pretended like they were knocked out. They didn't really get knocked out. Then they grabbed Bhaktan Patty, and they had the hand over her mouth and a pistol on her head. She was going, ah! The other guy had a rifle, and they had stockings over their face to hide their identities. And they came into the Vishadam room, and they said, "Everybody get down on the floor." And they had the rifle pointing at us. So there was one brahmachari who didn't want to obey them. That was Sankarshan Das, brahmachari. he said, "Nishringadev!" And they pointed the rifle at me. And I said, "We're your friends. What do you want?" You see? Actually, because after I yelled "Nishringadev," the whole thing turned around. The temple president, actually, I said, "We're your friends. What do you want?" He said, "The money. Where's the money?" You see, actually, the temple treasury was adjoining the Vishadam room. It was right there, 5-10 feet away from them. They didn't know because there was no sign that said temple treasury. But when the temple president heard me, Abhi Ram Prabhu heard me yelling out the name of Nisringadev, he came out to check what's going on out there. Why is somebody yelling Nisringadev? He came out and he saw the bandits. He turned around to walk back to the treasury, and the guy with the pistol, he took it and wham, hit him on the head. He actually cut him on the head. But Abhiram was very cool-headed. He was very intelligent. He said, the treasurer was sitting there with a gun in the desk. And he said, very clearly and distinctly, he said, "Get the gun and shoot the bastards." So the treasurer grabbed the gun. Yadavacharya was his name. Yadavacharya Das grabbed that gun and kapow, he missed. You see, but I saw that just by taking shelter in Nisringadev, the whole thing turned around, you see. The whole thing turned around completely. They had us, all the devotees were in great fear, all down on the floor, bowing down to the thieves. But taking shelter in Nisringadev, the whole thing turned around, you see. So this is how it works, you see. We have to realize that we take shelter of Krishna and don't give in to the demons, you see. We had another experience in Gainesville. When I went there in 1973, it was just Amarana Prabhu and his wife, Mother Gayatri. And it was really nice. It was like my mom and dad. It was really nice. But then we started making devotees like anything. We had the upstairs of the house, then we had to get the whole house. Then Avarinda sent me to give out prasadam on a very famous place on the campus called the Plaza of the Americas, where all the students and the hippies would hang out. So I would take a lunch out every day, and we started making devotees like anything. They would take prasadam and they would surrender and become full-time brahmacharis. We had to buy a whole sorority house. The thing grew so much. We had like 20 or 25 devotees or something from the three of us, you see. But then after 3 years, the campus authority, they didn't like it. These Hare Krishnas are giving out this lunch. So they said, you have to stop this. No more giving out a free lunch on the Plaza of the Americas. So Amarendra Prabhu, he was in the mood of defying the Qazi. He said that he depended on Krishna, you see. Instead of just giving in to the non-devotees, he depended on Krishna. He sent the devotees out anyway. So the police came, and then the devotees refused to leave, so they put the devotees in handcuffs and they dragged them to the squad cars, and all the students were booing the police. And I sent a picture of that of the devotees being dragged. I sent that to Prabhupada. I'm sure he must have been delighted to see how the devotees were defying the Qazi's order. But you know what happened? We took it to court, and guess who won? Devotees won. We defeated the campus authorities. We won. The court sided with us. And that program's still going on. That lunch program's still going on, even now after over 50 years. Still going on, you see. Because we depended on Krishna, you see. You have to always depend on Krishna. There's so many difficulties we face. Don't you have difficulties every day? Practically every, in this material, practically every moment's a difficulty. But if you depend on Krishna, magic happens, you see. You have to have faith in Krishna. Krishna is not a myth. He's a real person. He's sitting in the heart of every living being, you see. He's fully aware of everything you're going through. He's your ever well wisher. Bhoktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshvaram suhridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantam richtati. One who knows me as the supreme enjoyer, and the supreme owner, and is the most intimate, well-wishing friend of all living entities. You see, he can have peace, you see. So we have to realize Krishna is right there, suhridam. Suhrit means the most intimate friend, you see. Very, very, very intimate, suhrit. So that most intimate, well-wishing friend is who actually is the most powerful person in all of existence. Can you imagine if your best friend is the most powerful person in the world? Then you have no problems, you see. The only problem is we keep forgetting our best friend. We think we can do it on our own, you see. That's the problem. We have difficulty when we forget Krishna. We try to do things on our own, you see. But if we always depend on Krishna in every situation, at every minute, in every situation, my dear Lord, please bless me now. I can be fully always depending on you. At every nanosecond, always fully taking shelter of you and depending on you for everything, then we'll have a life completely free of anxieties, you see. We'll be tasting the sweetest nectar, the ultimate bliss, ultimate happiness at every minute. And when we chant Hare Krishna, we'll actually be able to experience Krishna and Radharani directly. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But the problem is, we're still attracted to Maya. It's embarrassing, but what can we do? The problem is we're still attracted to Maya, you see. Well, I think I can enjoy Melbourne, you see, or I can enjoy Austin or Los Angeles or wherever. I think I can enjoy here. You see, that's the problem. We still think we can enjoy separately from Krishna, and that's why we have difficulties. We still think we can enjoy separately from Krishna. We have no one, just like Lord Chaitanya says, Nam namakari bahuda nijasarva shaktis tatarpitak nimat hasmanena kalaha etadrshi tavakari bhavav gavang mami duraiva midisham ihajini nanuragaha. He says, O Almighty Lord, Your holy name alone can offer all benediction to all living beings, unless you have hundreds and millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In each of these transcendental names, you invested all your transcendental potencies. And there are not even any hard and fast rules for chanting these names. O Almighty Lord, by your causeless mercy, that you make it very easy to take shelter your holy names, but I'm so unfortunate, I have no attraction for them, you see. So this is the difficulty. We're still attracted to Maya instead of being attracted to Krishna. That's the problem. So the question, the answer is, how do we get out of Maya? How do we become attracted to Krishna? Well, that's the whole system that Prabhupada has given us. You see, these books are all here to help us get out of Maya and get back into Krishna consciousness, you see. There's so many wonderful books that Prabhupada has given us, the Bhagavad Gita, the Nectar of Devotion, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Ishapanishad, Nectar of Instruction, Srimad Bhagavatam. So many wonderful books that Prabhupada has given us, you see. If we take shelter of these books, you see, it's actually non-different from having Prabhupada's lotus feet on your head, you see. If you take these books into your heart, let me now try to understand perfectly what Prabhupada is saying and how I can apply these teachings perfectly in my life. It's just as good as having Prabhupada's lotus feet right there on your head, you see. Getting the dust from Prabhupada's lotus feet, you see. Prabhupada is very compassionate. He cares about every single devotee. I know I have my personal experience in Los Angeles. We were visiting there after the Ratha Yatra. This was in July of 71. We just gone to the Ratha Yatra. We'd driven from Austin up to San Francisco for the Ratha Yatra. And now, after the Ratha Yatra, Prabhupada was down in Los Angeles, which was the world headquarters in Avista. Mayapur hadn't been established yet. And so we stayed for a few days there in Los Angeles to get Prabhupada's association. But I saw how compassionate and considerate was Prabhupada, was considerate for every single devotee. It was a really amazing thing that happened. He would go on the morning walk, and then he'd come back from the morning walk, and there was a really nice program we had. Now, Prabhupada would come back from the walk, and then he'd get out of the car there on the curb, and then walk back to his quarters on the side of the building. So we would line up all along the sidewalk where Prabhupada was going to be walking, and every devotee would have a flower in their hand, and Prabhupada in a whole basket of flowers. And he would go down the line. Prabhupada would hand you a flower, you'd trade flowers to Prabhupada. You give him a flower and he gives you one. Just imagine Prabhupada's giving you a flower. You have a Prabhupada that Prabhupada handed you. Wow. Vishnu Janaswami was first, he was our leader. He was the first one in the queue. He got a hug. I felt really good because I was one of his men. I felt like I was getting hugged too when he got hugged. But anyway, then Prabhupada came to me and gave me, I was about the third one in the line. He gave me a flower and I gave him a flower, you see. Now we handed him the flower first. That's how we did it. And then he handed one to us back to us. So now I had this flower in my hand, you see. Wow, a flower from Prabhupada. Oh, wow. You know. So anyway, he's going down the line. And so I got up on the steps on the front of the building just so I could have a darshan of Prabhupada as he came by on the way to his quarters. I call it drinking Prabhupada into your heart through your eyes, you see. Drinking Prabhupada into your heart through your eyes. To actually see Prabhupada walking in front of you. You can't imagine the ecstasy of being right there with Prabhupada and seeing him just a few feet away from you. So anyway, I was standing there to get a darshan. And Prabhupada looked up, he saw, who's this brahmacharya over there? I wonder if he got a flower or not yet, because it wasn't in the queue, you see. I stepped out of the queue to get up on the steps. Prabhupada wondered, I wondered if that brahmacharya has gotten a flower or not yet. And he held up a flower, did you get one yet? And I held up, yes, I've got one, Prabhupada. But I wasn't even initiated, just Bhakta Steve, you know. It was amazing. I was just a nobody, but Prabhupada saw, here's someone who's not in the queue. Let me make sure he got a flower. So just see how compassionate Prabhupada is, you see. And I had another experience also, because in those days, our leader, Vishnujan Swami, I asked a question. He said, I don't know, why don't you write Prabhupada? So in those days, any devotee you wanted, didn't matter who you were, you could write Prabhupada a letter, and he would answer you back. We didn't have email in those days. It was all snail mail. We call it snail mail now. But you write a letter, put a stamp on it, you mail it off to whatever temple he's at, and a letter would come back. Prabhupada's signature. He would dictate it, and the secretary would type it out, and then Prabhupada would sign it, you see. So it was so nice that I took advantage and wrote many letters to Prabhupada, got many wonderful answers back, many guidances on many points. But then there was a new policy. From now on, only the, because it was too much, it was just very difficult to Prabhupada answer all those letters and also to write the books. So there was a new policy. Only temple presidents, GBCs, and sannyasis should write letters to Prabhupada. Oh, my heart was crushed. I was so attached to being able to write Prabhupada and get a letter back with my questions, and I had many questions. So I took a chance, I wrote a letter anyway. I didn't put my name on the return address, hoping it would get through security. And I got a letter back from Prabhupada. He reminded me about the new policy, but you know what he said then? He said, but if there's any urgent matter, I'm always happy to hear from my beloved disciples. Just see. So I did have urgent things that I need, and I did write a few more letters, and then I stopped because I didn't feel the urgent need. But I saw, even though it was a policy, Prabhupada gave me an exemption to the policy, even though I was just a nobody. Just some nobody, you know, I wasn't any kind of leader or any big name, I just some nobody brahmachari in some ashram somewhere. That's all. But Prabhupada was so compassionate and considerate, you see. So we should remember this in Srila Prabhupada's dealing with us, and we should become like that also for the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga, you see. As Prabhupada was so compassionate upon us, we have to be compassionate upon the fallen souls of this age. And that's Lord Chaitanya's order. Jari dekatadekaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hoyotari adesh. Whomever you meet, instruct him in the teachings of Krishna. In this way, on my order, you become guru and you deliver the people of this country. You see? So we have to be agents in the hands of guru and gauranga to act as their representatives. We're not very qualified, just like I'm not very qualified to sit here in front of you all and speak. I don't have so many verses or pastimes memorized. I'm not very qualified to speak. But I've been asked to speak, so I'm just trying to purely represent to you the mercy that I'm getting from my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. Just try to represent His mercy, pass it on to you. The mercy I'm getting, just try to pass it on, you see. And here's an insider secret. The more you pass on the mercy, the more you get the mercy. See, normally if you give charity, you're a wealthy man, but you give all your money away in charity, now you're broke. You give all your money away. But in spiritual life, it's not like that, you see. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna, you see. So therefore, we should be very eager to follow Prabhupada's order. He said, just become perfect in understanding the science of Krishna, become guru, and deliver the whole world. So our endeavor should be to make the whole world Krishna conscious, you see. Not just, you know, the Indians or no limit. Our mission is to make the whole world Krishna conscious, deliver the whole world. It's the order Prabhupada gave us, you see. So we have that mood. I want to live my life in such a way that this whole world can become Krishna conscious. This whole world can become Krishna conscious. And Prabhupada even told me I could meditate like that. He told me I could aspire to become Jagad Guru, the deliverer of the whole world. Prabhupada personally told me I could do that. I could aspire in that way, you see. So we should have that mood. Let me live my life in such a way that the whole world can become delivered. That these fallen souls who are rotting in the cycle of birth and death, you see, it's just horrible to see how much they're embracing sense gratification. They're just, you know, this like, they're like cutting their own throats, these poor souls. They're ignorant fools. They're being misguided by the leaders, misguided by the rock stars and the athletes, the famous athletes and all the big names that they look up to. They're being cheated, grossly cheated by all these so-called big names, you see. The authors, the teachers. They're being so much abused and misguided, you see. So we have to do everything we can to convince these people that there is God, His name is Krishna, He's the Supreme Lord of everything, He's your eternal Lord and Master, you're His eternal servant, and if you can actually come back to Him and offer your food to Him and chant His holy names and give up illicit sex life, eating, intoxication, and gambling, then your life will become unlimitedly ecstatic. You can taste unlimited nectar at every minute. From the moment you wake up, the moment you go to bed, even in your dreams, you can experience unlimited nectar, you see. If you fully embrace this program of being totally sold out servant of Krishna with my every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances. So, my dear devotees, let us not cheat ourselves by hankering for material sense gratification. You see, the dogs and hogs that eat stool, you see, we're not interested in, let's not follow their pathway, the dogs and the stool eaters, you see. Let us not follow that pathway, you see. Let us follow the pathway of the great Mahajana, Mahajana Yena Gatasya Pantha. Let us follow the pathway of the great Mahajanas, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji, Bhaktivedanta Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, the Six Goswamis, the Panchatattva, all the way back Narada Muni, Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma has so kindly revealed to us so much about Krishna. So many amazing things He's given in the Brahma Samhita. Ananda chinmaya rasat mataya manasu ya praninam pratibhanam smadotam upecha lila yatenu bhavanani jajashram govindamadi purusham tamaham vajami. I worship Govinda the primeval Lord. See, how does that verse? Translation. I worship Govinda the mind, whose glories ever triumphantly dominate this mundane world by the activity of His own pastimes being reflected in the minds of recollecting souls as the transcendental entity of ever blissful cognitive rasa. His glories ever dominate His pastimes. They dominate. They're the most glorious things. You see. There's so many nonsense things in the newspapers, but they all fade away, you see. Today's news is tomorrow's garbage, you see. All the big news is just garbage, but Prabhupada's given us Krishna, and His pastimes, we go on, become every single pastime of Krishna is celebrated unlimitedly for all of eternity. Every single pastime, lifting the Govardhan Hill, so many pastimes, you see. Every single leela of Krishna is unlimitedly nectarian. And those pastimes are actually going on, they're nitya leela, they're happening right now, you see. And we become awakened in Krishna consciousness. As Prabhupada told me, he said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. If we can actually fully qualify ourselves by pure love of God, awakening in the heart, we can actually experience these pastimes, we can see them going on right now. You see, you can read about them in the Krishna book, but a fully realized soul can actually see them happening right now. So let us not become bewildered by all the difficulties we experience in material life. Let us take all these difficulties as a great blessing to help to remind us that this is not our actual home. You see, this place of birth, death, old age, and disease, this is not my home. I'm an eternal spiritual being. I'm qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord. Why am I misidentifying with a rotting bag of stool and urine? Is that very intelligent? To think that I'm this body, I'm a male, I'm a female, I'm an Indian, I'm an Aussie, I'm a Texan. Isn't that stupid? to misidentify here. I'm an eternal spiritual being, Satchitananda Vigraha. I'm qualitatively one with the Supreme Lord. Why should I misidentify myself and cheat myself by mistaken understanding of who I am? Let me kick out this illusion. Kick it out with boot. Get out of here, Maya. I don't want to dance to you any longer, Maya Devi. Now I just want to dance to Guru and Gauranga. That's all. You see? So in this way, try to understand who you really are. Try to understand what your actual duty is in every situation. And embrace completely this order of Lord Chaitanya to become Guru and deliver the world. And your life will be unlimitedly ecstatic for going on for all of eternity. Does anybody have any questions? Yes.
How to tell the children to start chanting? They have got faith. For example, my own daughter, you tell her, she will listen. And she said that my mind is washed, brainwashed. Why you are telling me this? I'll do chant when I want to. Don't tell me. Thank you.
I'm going to have him explain it. My hearing is a little bit damaged here. What is it?
So he's telling, there's two complex questions. So how to tell someone to chant? Like an example, his granddaughter, if I tell her to chant, she says, my brain is...
His brain is...
Actually, our brains need washing. Our brains are dirty.
So she says, when I will want to chant, then I will chant.
I see. I'm not going to chant. I don't want to chant. So, all right. If you want to remain in illusion, if you want to remain caught up in the cycle of birth and death, you can do them. No one's going to force you to chant Hare Krishna, but if you would like to actually escape, do you like getting sick, getting old and dying? Actually, your body is going towards death at every minute. Are you happy with them? If you don't mind getting sick, getting old and dying, becoming an old woman in a wheelchair and then collapsing, if you don't mind doing that, then you don't need to chant. But if you'd like to get out of the cycle of birth and death and actually revive your eternal identity full of bliss and knowledge, then this mantra will take you there. It's your choice. Take it or leave it. But I just want to let you know, my dear soul, what are the options and what is the result of the options. Next. Yes.
I don't understand what's happening. So when I'm chanting, I usually go blank, and then
when you're chanting,
eyes start,
you usually do what?
I go blank, and then my eyes start tearing. So I'm not sure how to deal with this. But then again, I feel that happiness in me. It takes me some time to get back into rhythm. But then this is a phenomena that's been happening for a while now. So every time,
sure. you can help me with,
I'm not sure
understand these questions.
How to?
She says that when she chants, her mind goes blank and tears are rolling for her. She does not know what to think about.
No, I'm thinking about. I'm
just
in
keep
front
chanting.
Of Titi. Yeah.
Chanting is enchanting, so just keep chanting. If the tears are coming, that's all right. Just keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare. Just keep the mantra going. Just keep. Don't stop chanting. Just keep it going. If you're chanting, that means your mind isn't blank. If you stop chanting, that's no good. You just got to keep it going. If you start crying and whatever, just keep it going. Hare Krishna, just keep pushing. You see, at least 16 rounds every day, at least.
Yeah.
Are you chanting 16 rounds regularly?
Yes.
Very good. So just keep it going. You see. Keep it going. Don't stop. Just keep going. Like a prayer wheel, just keep it rolling on. Just like you're going to some destination, you keep driving down the highway. You don't stop. You just keep going. You see. It's So just keep it going. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you're chanting, your mind isn't blank.
No, because of tearing, I'm not able to chant for that specific time. Yeah. So when my eyes are tearing, I'm not able to chant. So there is a, you know, bit of a
gotta fix my hearing aid. Yeah. I'm going to do a different mode here. I got to fix it. It went into a... See if I can fix it. It's better now. Okay, so next question. Any other questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Shri Gurudev. In while describing about the purport, somewhere you mentioned about Srila Prabhupada, reading Srila Prabhupada's books. So my question is, how can I make sure that I'm not interpreting the purports or I'm not interpreting the teachings of Srila Prabhupada?
When you're then you inquire from those who are more advanced. If you're not sure you're understanding correctly, inquire from those who are more advanced. That's why we have Devotees Association. We have classes. That's why you can ask senior devotees if you're understanding something correctly. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Gurudev. How to overcome the lower tendencies, like lower modes of nature, like laziness?
The tendency to do what?
Like laziness, like
yeah,
how to overcome.
How to overcome laziness. Laziness is craziness. So how to overcome it? You just have to... you have to understand that... actually, Prabhupada said, don't be a lazy fellow. Prabhupada doesn't want us to be lazy. He wants us to remain active, always active in Krishna's service. So you have to understand, laziness is a symptom of the mode of ignorance. So you have to... If you love someone, you want to always serve them in every situation. So that's the real answer. You overcome laziness by love. By love. You have to feel love for Krishna and Guru and the Vaishnavas, so that you're in ecstasy to serve them. Next. Yes.
Thank you for the nice class. You said how when we remember Lord Krishna, he'll put us into difficulty. Like we see when we go for books, we'll still remember him, but then he'll put us into difficulty. So how can we understand this? Why does he put us into difficulty when we're trying to remember him for like 24/7?
Do you understand what she said?
You mentioned that when we think about Krishna, Krishna sends us some difficulties.
Yes.
Yeah? So how to do, like, especially in book distribution, thinking about Krishna and so many difficulties comes?
Oh, you say, Krishna, please help me distribute these books. Ask Krishna's help. Please help me distribute these books.
Krishna doesn't send difficulties. We are in a world with full of difficulties. Krishna doesn't send us difficulties.
Remembering Krishna is the solution for all problems. We have difficulties when we forget Krishna, you see. All difficulties are caused by forgetting Krishna. When we remember Krishna, there's no more difficulties. See, we have to reconnect with Krishna, you see. Just like if you have some appliance in your kitchen, a blender, say, for example, and you unplug it, then you're going to have a difficulty to get it to work, you see. Because it's unplugged. When you plug it back in, there's no difficulty to get it to work. You got to stay plugged into Krishna, you see. You're plugged into Krishna, there's no difficulties. There are only difficulties when you unplug from Krishna, when we disconnect from Krishna. Next.
Thank you so much for very, very wonderful association, Maharaj. My question is, when people ask that God is everywhere, he can be personal, or it can be impersonal, how to answer this kind
what
of...
What is what?
God is everywhere.
God is everywhere, yes.
Yeah. So how, and they say that he can be impersonal or he can be a person. So they, how to answer this kind of situation?
They say, well, he's everywhere, he's impersonal.
And also personal, yeah.
Actually, Krishna is both personal and impersonal. He has both natures. He's both things in them. But the personal is the supreme, is the topmost understanding. The impersonal is a less... Less of an, it's not as, it's subordinate understanding. The predominant understanding is God as a person. He's there in the form of his energy also. But he's actually present within every atom, between every atom. He's personally present also within his energy. Isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Anywhere where God is not present, he's present everywhere. So we have to, when we don't realize, if we forget his presence and we just think it's his energy, that becomes impersonal. When we realize he's personally present, it's like if you look at the deity as a statue, that's impersonalism, you see. But you ask, this is actually Krishna standing here. This is Radharani actually standing here. Let me learn how to see. Not this. Let me learn to see these deities, not just as deities, but actually as Radha and Krishna. Just like when Prabhupada came to Atlanta, we had in Atlanta they had big Gornatai deities like this, big ones. And Prabhupada was so overwhelmed with emotion, he started crying, just talking about the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. He actually broke into tears. He was so directly experiencing Lord Chaitanya's presence in the form of the deity, you see. So we just see it as a statue, that's impersonal. When we see it as actually Krishna himself, that's then we're coming to the personal level, personal platform. Next. Is that it? Tell me on the internet. Let's see, let's check it out here. Devotees check count coming in. Let's see if we got on the internet. Oh, questions on the internet, okay. And Bhakta Avatar Das, let's see here. Some places I go for book distribution are very difficult to do books. Today I was in the mall, so many people running around looking to enjoy. It's very hard to get them to stop and let alone take these books. How to stay inspired to continue? Well, if it's not a good place, then find a better place. That's one thing. You don't need to go to a college campus. If we have to deliver the world, is it good to stay and endeavor in such a... It's better to find the best places where it's most favorable. You see? That's the best thing. You want to see where it's easiest to get the books to go out, like college campuses. Second question, we need to follow the guru and his representative. What if we prefer to perform one service, but they request me to perform another? It's like Prabhupada said to follow the temple authorities, for example. But the temple president wants me to do this service, but I'd rather do a different one. No, we should follow the temple authorities. That's what Prabhupada instructed. I may prefer to, one service over another, but I should do the needful, whatever requires to be done. I should take whatever service is required to be done. You see? I may prefer to peel the potatoes instead of scrubbing the pots, you see. But the pots need scrubbing, and they ask me to scrub the pots, I should scrub the pots. Anything else? Everybody ready now to get out there and save the world for Prabhupada? Everybody ready? Tune in, turn on, and bliss out, and get out there and make a spiritual revolution to turn the whole world right side up. You ready to do it? Everybody ready? Okay. So we're heading out now to the United States. It was nice being here in Melbourne for a few days. Thank you all for all the loving kindness you've given us. And we encourage you to keep preaching and preaching and preaching. Make Australia the first Krishna conscious country in the world. We'll try to make U.S. and you try to make Australia. Hare Krishna. Shri Rababhada ki jai, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Gaura Premanandi.
Shri Gurudev ki jai.